Hometown Heroes of the Week.
It's Eric and Thomas with FM 95 in Alley Oops in Abingdon, Illinois. Yeah! With this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the A-Town Boys Bowling Team. Let's give them a big hand. All right, let's meet the A-Town Boys Bowling Team.
Jonathan Mason, senior, high three-game series, 717.
Ben Stevenson, senior, high game, 255.
Josh McCune, senior, high game, 274.
Dalton Gabbert, junior, high three-game series, 670.
Alex Sandoval, junior, high game, 199.
Daniel Simpson, junior, high six-game series, 1,271.
Gage Baxton, sophomore, high game, 213.
Jacob Kieber, freshman, high score, 198.
Cabrain Knutson, freshman.
Ellis Walpole, freshman.
I'm Travis DeWitt. I'm a sophomore. My high score is 108.
Hey, let's give him another big hand. The A-Town Tornadoes boys bowling team. With the A-Town Tornadoes bowling coach, Tony Dorothy, in the first year. Tell me your thoughts. Will you come back and coach next year?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Definitely. Bowling's in my blood, so I'll definitely be back next year as long as things work out. So.
Well, before we talk about the team, Tony, start with that. Just grew up? Was it a thing in the family you just did, and you said it's in your blood?
Yes. Yes. My grandmother, my dad, and myself are all in the Galesburg Hall of Fame of bowling.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. So I'm third generation, and I've done it ever since I was 8 years old.
High score or a 300 game ever?
I have had 300, and I've had 30 of them.
Wow.
So I'm throwing the ball well.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
At times.
But 30 times, each one had to be pretty gratifying, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's tough to explain what it is. Each and every shot.
A home run, run back for a touchdown for a player.
A hole in the field for a golfer. Yeah. The whole nine yards.
So were a lot of those in competition in high school? And
league? No, I didn't have anything during high school. Unfortunately, back then there wasn't high school boys bowling. And a lot of the schools nowadays don't have boys. They have girls, but they don't have boys teams. We were lucky enough about 8 years ago to add both teams on it. So,
well, Tony, tell me about the A-Town Tornadoes boys team. Some of the girls are here, too, and they do have both in Abingdon. Tell me about this boys team and what they've done this year.
We started off really slow, and like I said, we have peaked just about the time that we need to peak. So the biggest thing is we are a team, and one's down, the others help pick them up. Even with some of the newer bowlers that had just started this year, they're learning quickly and they're getting good scores.
And that third place regional win made you pretty happy.
Yes, it made me real happy. Last year they had qualified fourth. They had some troubles towards the last game last year, and this year we kept them pretty focused.
What is next? Sectionals are on the way, and that's this weekend.
Yeah, sectionals, we're going to bowl down in Mount Vernon. We're going to leave tomorrow at roughly 11 o'clock. We're going to be escorted out of town. We'll start from the high school, and then we'll head up north, up 41, because we've got to catch 74. So,
is that about what time?
It'll be shortly after 11 o'clock. We've got a little thing going on. I'm supposed to meet all the kids about 10:45, so then we got to pack everything in the vans.
Well, congratulations. Now, how long does the season go, Tony?
We've got one more week for the boys, and then we got like 5 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks for the girls.
Pretty proud of both teams. Now, do you coach the girls team too?
Yes, I help coach. And like I say, Tina Poland, she is basically takes the girls and coaches them when I'm off with the boys. Yeah. There are some meets that we get to take both to the same place, and we work in tandem and try to do what we can to coach both at the same time.
Well, Tony, in the running now for that $1,000 and that big old trophy. It'd be cool. I've seen bowling teams win it before.
Well, we'd be more than happy to win it. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, like I say, it's a good deal. And the biggest thing is, you know, we'll get a little more people to notice bowling on it. You know, bowling's an easy sport. Anybody can do.
I don't know if you got to see all the votes, Tony, but you do have support behind you for this A-Town Tornadoes team.
And of course, I've seen a stack of votes that were coming in that the schools had done. So, yes. And the community has been outstanding with everything that we picked up at all the businesses and everything. It's a good thing. So,
congratulations and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Hometown Heroes of the Week.